pleased to say we are joined by one now, a dual gold medalist, has the gold medal of the Olympic Games, now has the gold medal of the Commonwealth Games. I speak of the great Charlotte Caslick. G'day, Charlotte.
Hi.
Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. We're back home in Australia now. We got shipped out of the village pretty quickly, but yeah, pretty pumped.
Yeah, why was that, Charlotte? You didn't get to hang around?
I think due to COVID or maybe Rugby Sevens series of unfortunate events after Tokyo last year. I'm not sure which one, but yeah, we got sent out pretty quickly.
Oh, so have you had a chance to celebrate in full voice, or we're still waiting for that?
Yeah, we had a pretty good celebration afterwards. We didn't get back to the village until like 11:30 p.m. So it started pretty late that night, but yeah, finished early into the next day.
Did you get to see much of Birmingham?
No, not at all. I don't think, just on the bus to the stadium and back. That was the only time we were kind of out and about, yeah.
And what about the village? How does it compare? Obviously, the Olympic Village was, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
So how does it compare the Commonwealth Games village?
In Birmingham, it was like three different villages. So we were at Warwick University. So we had lawn bowls, table tennis, judo.
They're pretty wild. I heard those lawn bowl people, wow, they party all night.
Yeah, so we had like our own little village in Warwick, but all the rugby teams were there. So, yeah, it kind of felt more similar to a World Series event rather than like what the Olympic Games feels like. But it was still really cool. We got pretty tight with some of the lawn bowls athletes, and I think they might be introducing their grandsons to a few of our girls later in the year.
Well, I saw a few lawn bowlers with tattoos saying what happens in Warwick stays in Warwick, Brian. So we'll see what happens there. Now, was it a little bit of redemption, Charlotte, when it comes to the Commonwealth Games? Of course, you won the silver at the Gold Coast. Then you go over to Birmingham and you pinch it. Was there a little bit of that feeling about it?
Yeah, I think so. And probably a bit of redemption from Tokyo, I guess. When we play in our World Series, it's, yeah, all over the world and not always on free-to-air TV. So for us, it's really important to perform at these events that we get that the whole of Australia is watching. So, yeah, I think for this group, it was definitely redemption from last year in Tokyo. Majority of the girls weren't there at the Gold Coast, so they probably didn't feel too much towards that one. But I think for Shani and I, it was, yeah, awesome to beat the Kiwis in the semi.
Now, Charlotte, 2020, you played for the mighty Sydney Roosters for a year. Did you grow up as a leaguey, or did you play rugby first?
I only started playing rugby when I was 17, and I never played league before that either. But my dad probably had us growing up watching more rugby league than rugby union. But my brothers both played both codes.
Right. Wow. So 17. What were you in athletics before that?
Yeah, athletics, and I did a lot of touch football.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I kind of was doing touch for Australia, and I got invited to go to a training camp for rugby. So that's how I made that transition.
How did you like playing that one season in league? Would you consider going back?
Yeah, I think so. I only ended up playing like 80 minutes or something in total because I got injured. But it was good fun. I loved it. Like, the staff at the Roosters were awesome. The girls were super fun and lovely to be around. But at the moment, rugby just has more opportunities, and I love travelling and all of that sort of stuff too. So, yeah, hopefully if NRL turns the women's game full-time, I think it'll be quite competitive with a lot of our girls having to choose between the two.
Hey, Charlotte, congratulations. I see you're engaged here to Lewis. Congratulations to that. Have you set a date yet?
Yeah, we finally have. We're getting married in November.
Oh, excellent. Any venue, or is that sort of top secret?
No, just at our farm back in Queensland. So we've sort of made the venue ourselves. Yeah, so we're going to do it out there with hopefully all our family and friends. We've had two postponements, so I think some people might be a bit sick of receiving that news, but hopefully they all show up.
make sure you get that ring well and truly insured. Oh, we lost our engagement ring after about 20 years only yesterday, Charlotte, so keep a real close eye on that one. Now, I understand that you have a cattle farm.
Yeah, just a small one.
Well, if you've got any questions, my co-commentator here, if you like, Brian, is an expert when it comes to cattle. Is that right, Brian?
No, I'm not. Charlotte, I grew up in Bondi, so I went to a dairy farm on Monday, and I was fascinated by it all. I know you've got you've got cattle. So, who is this? Something, is it an investment, or is it something you want to go back to after you retire from rugby?
I think it will be something that I do after rugby. But my partner Lewis and I bought it in 2016 together, and then we've sort of just been growing up our numbers of breeders that we have in our herd, and we've probably been through, we had the worst drought in almost history, and then we've had this crazy flood that's come through too, so we've had some pretty challenging times already since owning it. But it's been awesome. I've learned so much about myself and about the land, and I really appreciate what people out in the bush do for us.
Charlotte, it's been a terrific year for you so far, and the Cowboys, your team, it might add to that a little bit later on the year. Is that right? The Cowboys, your chosen team?
Yeah, they're my chosen team. They gave me a membership last time we were up there playing, which was pretty cool.
Awesome. Nice. Charlotte, I've always wondered, what do you do with your medals? Do you put them on display? Do you wear them around your neck when you go down for a coffee? Or do you put them in a safe?
No, I gave my Olympic gold medal to my parents, so they've got that one, hopefully, somewhere safe. And then my one that I got the other day is just sitting on the lounge here next to me. I get a bit awkward wearing them. I take them off as soon as I can.
I love that.
Can I ask, what about this one? Have you got a Olympic tattoo?
No, I don't, actually. My mum's not a big fan of tattoos, so I'm just not really sure where I would put it if I was to get one, but maybe one day.
Because you never, as they say, you're never a former Olympian.
No, you're always an Olympian, Brian.
You're always an Olympian. Yeah. I'd be getting one straight. I'd get one on my forehead.
Would you?
No one can miss it. Mate, I'd be so proud.
Was there anyone non-Australian who you met at the Commonwealth Games who you thought, wow, it was so good to meet them, a big name?
Not in our village that we were at, unfortunately.
No, not at Camp Warwick.
We were only in the village as well for 5 days or something, so we didn't have much time. At the Olympics, I got to meet Kevin Durant. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
And we got to hang out with Ash Barty a fair bit as well once she'd finished competing. That was awesome.
Oh, awesome.
What about this? Can I get into this? Can I speak about the elephant in the room? What about the love tryst, Charlotte, with Cody Simpson and Kyle Chalmers? Was that the gossip going around the camp?
Not really, to be honest. We saw the swimmers when we first checked in at the you had to do a PCR test before we kind of entered all our separate villages. So we saw them all quickly there, and they all seemed pretty happy to me. So, I don't know. We didn't pay much attention to it.
No, I would have. Cody seems all right. Although I think he should go back to singing because he only got fifth. He should probably hang the cozzies up.
Hey, Charlotte, you mentioned you started playing at 17. Imagine being told at 16 and a half that you're going to one day be a gold medalist at the Olympics and a gold medalist at the Commonwealth Games. What would you have said to somebody at that age if they told you that?
I'm not sure. It was it was definitely a dream of mine when I was growing up. And then I got to 13, and for some reason I chose to make touch football my main sport that I was going to pursue. And by doing that, I lost, I guess, all the dreams of going to any sort of multi-sport event, and just signed up to play New Zealand for the rest of my life. So I guess I probably,
Were you a middle or a link, Charlotte, back in the touch days?
I played mainly link, but a little bit of middle as well. I preferred to play link, though. You didn't have to do as much hard work in the middle.
What was your pet play?
I don't know. I'd usually just scoot from half.
Oh, too speedy.
Yeah.
Like it.
Hey, Charlotte, if there's any of the NRLW girls out there, who would you sign if you were the boss of the Sevens? Which girl would you be signing to come over from the NRLW?
I've always tried to convince Tamika Upton to come and give it a go. Mm. I think she'd be pretty good at it. Jess Burgess obviously is incredibly athletic, so I think she'd, be pretty handy as well. She's aggressive and athletic, which is perfect for Sevens. But I'm sure a lot of the outside backs would do pretty well. It's just, I guess, a little bit daunting for some when you've got so much space to cover on the field and you're not used to it.
You'd have to be super fit, but you know what? No matter what happens, and as Brian says, you're always an Olympian and almost a Commonwealth Games champion as well. Charlotte Casley, congratulations to you and the team. We appreciate your time here on The Run Home with Joel and Fletch.
No dramas. Thank you for having me.
There it is, Charlotte Casley.